Banach diw as bafaili am golt ac ysiw dy sychleir sio, ta imnes yd siachle. Si Fiona McArdle mis. I'm Fiona McArdle and in this edition of Siachle, on Siachle, cute sio, cia ti san elin elegerid, recent visitors to the island. As we hear from Kristen from Australia and Catherine from the United States of America. As Leonor leis kiol son a viol, and a new book with music for the fiddle, the launch of Fiddle Rish at Unchrinich last week. This evening, Thursday the 31st of July, a series of concerts at St Catherine's Church in Port Erin continues with a visit from the Lawn Venn Ladies Choir with their conductor, a fine singer in her own right, Christine Bragazzi. The concert this evening will be starting at 7:30. As usual, there's no admission charge. There will be a retiring collection, and refreshments will be available at the end of the concert. And so that's the Lawn Venn Ladies Choir in St Catherine's Church in Port Erin at 7:30 this evening. Ergerich tan feilia edacheltiach yn chrwniach er fe goler on sios yn elion. As Kirti chit the clay vosh na chirach and kelchach. Tashendach re vosh nalban, brege, Britain, era, kernow, as ellen vannen. Ach, harish imadi blinta and taram sly vosh na chirach and shen, egol, the chumalons puil ele, as domenic kinjach rish bartonid. On shores and ellen, ta kangla nyatalon, lish kernow. Trevan Maynader and Kernowach chit the Ovracha ons na Maynan ek laksa as Forsdal. Ta fos loch tain on Jew, as Slienu Kernowach ok Kittle, Borden, Groos, Tregellis, or some player. As van for smuard guach jane a captainan ons laksa, va Captain Rowe, henk merishi vrerege ok de Ovracha ons na Maynan ek laksa as Forsdal. Och, gade a rowad nan Gernowi, Henkad Gusmanen lugged a govracha uns main uns nieren hui. A kernel can elle, chit trud an eastach, treva ye stern chit gus an hillen vushnalben, as nieren, as ye stern mananach goller sul, as adsen kummel uns purchella. When people left the Isle of Man for other places in the world, they formed societies to help support each other. In Australia, there are still two such societies, the Manx Society of New South Wales and the Queensland Manx Society, both of them set up in 1914. Two visitors to Unchrunia this year are from Brisbane in Queensland, Alan and Kristen Kelly, playing as a duo called the Barley Shakes. Alan's originally from Dunleary in Ireland, while Kristen is from Queensland, and music is what drew them together, as we hear from Kristen Kelly.
Kristen, you and Alan have been here at Unchrunich as 2/7 of the Barley Shakes. What's the history of the Barley Shakes?
Well, the Barley Shakes started in the mid-90s in Dublin. It was just a heap of lads that used to get together and drink Guinness and play tunes, and it turned into a band. And then I joined the band in 1997. I was living in Prague playing in an Irish band over there. And after that, I moved over to Dublin and, joined the Barley Shakes and spent 3 years in Ireland, playing in Ireland, and we used to tour Switzerland and Germany. It was quite popular to have Irish music back then. And then we moved out to Australia in 2000 and started the band there. The flute player came with us, the original flute player came, and we set up the band over there in the sunshine.
And it's become an award-winning band in Queensland.
Oh, yes, Alan's been writing a lot of songs. We do a lot of sort of obscure traditional songs along with a lot of his original songs, and he wrote a song called Between the Green and the Blue, and that won a Queensland Music Award about 10 years ago, so that was exciting.
But you're here in the Isle of Man, and there's a purpose to that.
Well, yes, I've been trying to get here for many years. I don't know why we never got here when we lived in Dublin, but we tried to get here 3 years ago, but the boats had stopped running because it was wintertime. And, always wanted to get here because my grandfather's great-grandfather, or something like that, was from Sulby Glen, and he came out to Australia in the 1830s. So my grandfather had written a book with all this history, which I'd read, and I thought, I really want to go and see where these Kellys are from. Mm. So we have had a look around, and the church where they were married up in Lezaire is not open anymore, I was told.
It's not a church anymore, it's actually an art centre, but it's still licensed for some services.
Yeah, so we've had a look around and met some lovely people, and we just love it here. We really want to come back, it's been so beautiful.
And your Kelly ancestor, was it William Kelly?
It was William Kelly, who married a Jane Cayley back in 1837, I think it was, before they moved to South Australia and settled there, so that's where my father's family stayed for many years, and I think there were sheep farmers here, and then there were sheep farmers in South Australia as well.
All right.
The place they went to was called Cuddly Creek.
That's nice.
Up in the Adelaide Hills.
So when did the family move then from South Australia up to Brisbane, you're in?
Yeah, well, my father moved up to Brisbane because of work, and that's where we were raised. Mm. And his brother, they were all farmers because they grew up in a sheep farm just out of Adelaide. And one brother kept the family farm. My father moved up. He was a vet and was teaching veterinary pathology at the university. So he moved up to Brisbane. And the eldest brother moved to Western Australia and had a sheep farm and named it Sulby Glen, because that's where the ancestors had come from. So little.
Well, you've spent some time here now for the first time. So what have you made of it, your time here?
Oh, I love it. I love the island feel. I love how friendly everybody is, and this festival's amazing. I really love the way that there's the children involved in the folk music and the dance, and I find that really special. Mm. And I love the new tunes I've learnt and the dancing. I'd never seen Manx dancing before, so we run bush dances, sort of the Australian version of Kayleys, back at festivals in Australia, so I'm hoping to teach some Manx dancing when we teach at the festival at the end of the year.
And the journey hasn't finished yet. You're off further on your travels.
Well, we're nearly at the end of our trip. We've been on the road for 2.5 months now, and going to Scotland tomorrow. No gigs planned, just some sessions, and then we're going to visit some old friends in Slovenia before we fly home. But most of our time we spent a month in Ireland catching up with Alan's family and getting together with everybody, and did some gigs. Got some old band members out of the woodwork and threw an old Barley Shakes gig together, and did some other duo gigs in the West Coast, and some fantastic sessions as well. So, yeah, it was a real blast from the past to do all that.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your music with us, and we'll see you here very soon again. Go to my morning.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
Kristen Kelly of the Barley Shakes. Kristen with Manx ancestry, and Alan from Ireland, who play a very important part in the musical world of Brisbane and Queensland, and indeed all over Australia. Dach fast ud jadain, fush hacht ar a clag, ta cae on, ar na chol ons colortasen, sa tai ben, ons pert na hinja. Tre ta cius de lai chaglam cujach, de lort mcian, ruda beat a gol air. Rudder beat ad geary Lort McCann. Henke de vein a spotch fiatari, an eru de hirten, to a yinach piachen ach gold hojach, grey, ruddenyach, lesh na foglin show. Trev ami egg. Un aster beg jadain, henk piachen yach's jack own, as gawe arn sa colortus. Hoor slimach de re Steve Kale eschen, ta cummel on sheer york. As chawe tojach gilke insica, lug de chit quail rish pale Rogers. Ta kail na slienu ta chit rish, buddy, ons doolish. Sonert fo keel nu tomes, mer kail's slip. Ba steve rash rish egan chrunich melina. As hamas lort gilk, hugge lesh and fiddle egge, as we clay ons na sejunen. A fortnight ago in the White House in Peel on Thursday evening, when a few people get together for conversation in Manx, there were two people who came in and were sitting listening across the room. And later, one of them came and made herself known to us because she was interested in what was going on, although not a Manx speaker herself.
My name is Catherine Iverson, so I'm from the States, Boise, Idaho. And I come here every few years. My mom's side of the family's from the island, and I love it here. We've spent so many summers. It's beautiful. There's so many good childhood memories I have here. So I wanted to come and bring my family so that they could also experience that.
So your Manx connections then, I'm sure people will know who they are. So
yeah, so our family names are Kinley, Kaylee, and Crow. So my grandpa, he was from the south in Port Erin, and my grandma was from Kirkmichael. And then they lived all over. So when they first got married, they lived in Peel, and then they also had a house in Douglas for many years. So a lot of the time when we'd come and stay, when I was a kid, we'd come and stay in Douglas. So I kind of got to know that area a little bit, but I love Peel. Peel is my favorite. So we always come here and we stay right along the beach. And we get to go out and just open the door and you see Peel Castle. You have a lovely cup of coffee and just relax. It's great.
And you hear it's in Inchruniach. So how did you find out about Inchruniach?
So I am kind of a nerd about the Isle of Man. So I listen to a lot of Manx radio. And so every single day I listen to the Man in Line and listen to the 5 o'clock update. So I hear about it, just kind of, you hear what's going on, you know? Yeah, so I listen to it on Spotify. It's just a podcast.
So quite a few of you here then.
Yeah, so my parents are here with us, which is great because my mom knows the island really well, so she can tell us the roads to go down and how to not get lost. And so I've brought my husband over, and then we have 3 kids. So we have a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So there's so many cool things to do around the island that it's really exciting for all of them. So yesterday was my birthday.
Oh,
we went down to Port Erin.
Ruggery Sonadut.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what that means, but I'm assuming it's very nice. So we went down to Port Erin and we went on the water bikes, the aqua bikes down there. It was very exciting. It was a bit choppy. And I did first thing in the morning, my husband and I went out for a sea dip. On the beach in Peel, which was something I've always wanted to do. I always see people going out. It looks so invigorating, and it was a bit choppy and cold, but it was also, it was really good. I can see why people do it every morning.
That'd be a bit long way to go from Boise.
Yes, yeah, but worth it. I'm trying to get my family over here often enough that they're used to it, because it's very different. It's the same, but it's different. Much smaller roads, everything's smaller. And so it takes some getting used to. So I'm trying to get them over as much as I can so that hopefully we can move over here one day. So that's the goal.
And what about the Manx language then? Because you've heard quite a bit of that this week.
Yeah. So I love to listen to your podcast. Well, I guess it'd be a radio show, but I love to listen to that. And I find it to be so therapeutic. But I tried downloading a little document that can so you can learn Manx, and it was so challenging because it doesn't look the way that it sounds, or I don't know the rules to it, so learning it on my own is really hard. So I can say, I mean, with a terrible accent, I can say like Fastamai, you know, something like that, but not much more than that. But yeah, it'd be great. I would love to be over here and to be able to learn Manx Gaelic, because I find it to be, it's like having your own secret language. You know, you're at a pub and you're having a conversation, and I think there's not many people that know the language, so you could really talk about whatever you want, and, you know, it'd be fun.
Well, Catherine Iverson, all the future visits you have, we'll build up on that crop of Manx and we'll have a conversation in Manx next time.
I would love to do that.
Got a white board.
Oh, thank you.
Catherine Iverson, a regular visitor to the island, and here on this occasion and enjoying an Inchruniach with her parents, husband, and 3 children. Gael de Velshin Dominic Lord McKeown Rudden Tatnasach on Shachleir. Murkeen, Soliach, Oil, Uns Kjol, Lioren, Tashbanus and J. Ellen, Na Uns Fellenmach McKeown Shanachus, Na Bay Fai and Ellen. Takushan Uns Shanachus and Ellen Nach Vel Tatnasach. Na Yei, Sindun, Kergail Dow, Nyus, Erinor, Dore Arn Adson, J. Skeelin Ellen. Ta Untachot Erlie, Hyer Jadain, and Nale Luniston, Nike Jeg, 3 jeg as 3 feed. The tragic events of 52 years ago, the evening of Thursday the 2nd of August in 1973, continue to affect people who were themselves injured or who lost family and friends in the fire which engulfed the Summerland Entertainment Complex at the north end of Douglas Promenade. This Saturday, the 2nd of August, an exhibition entitled The Summerland 50 Exhibition, Remembering for the Future, will be held at the Villa Marina Arcade in Douglas from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock and will be there until Saturday, the 9th of August. The exhibition will be covering the history of the north end of Douglas Promenade, from the Victorian era to the present, and of course particularly the story of Summerland, from its inception, the events leading up to the fire of 1973, and the aftermath of the fire up to the present day. On Saturday the 2nd of August itself, there will be a commemoration of the Summerland site on the 52nd anniversary of the fire that killed 50 people and injured many more. That commemoration will be starting at 7 o'clock on the Saturday evening. Ons fiedkied as nengeg, ren undens er af vannen, merve jeg tre shen, klaulior emneset fiddle, lorish lora rules, as a fo erd enem, kjol vannen ach son fiddle ori. Tan lior na forsla de kjol vannen son a fiddle, as onji ta karen de fiddle nulomakan, de de fiddle, as karen de pothenen fiddle. Erinor de biadsen cui de kergent hagiri clay kujach. Tan lior gos jach karen de slight a gortojat and fiddle a clay, as esh karen de stoli, das came tree, as karen ille son clay, ons kamen je scrutachten chevesh kjol ellenvannen. Erden vlenschen talora ve govracha erliore ille de chrogel undenes fiddle heen. As an lior no ek fiddle rish, ve clowich nish, lioris kultur vanin. And Chrunich this year gave an opportunity to launch a new collection of pieces for the fiddle by Laura Rolls of Manon Music. This builds on Laura's earlier publication, Fiddle, which is designed for beginners to grade 3 level music examinations. And the new book is aimed at intermediate to advanced level, but again uses settings of Manx music. The new book, called Fiddle Rish, was launched last Thursday at An Chrunich, and first we hear Stewarder Kultur Vannen, Culture Vannen's director Brisha Madrill, and then we hear from Laura Rolls herself, who tells us about the book, and we hear brief extracts of some of the pieces which various music students of Laura, Katie Lawrence and David Kilgallen, played at the event.
Faster Mai. On behalf of Culture Vannen, we're delighted to welcome you to the launch of Fiddle Rischt, an amazing new resource for more advanced fiddle players. I cannot think of three better people to be involved with it. Laura Rolls, whose own PhD focused on the Manx fiddle tradition and who has edited the whole work, alongside fellow contributors Katie Lawrence and David Kilgallen. They're three of the finest fiddlers, teachers, composers and arrangers the island has the fortune to have. Gurumai Muriau Ulyu. We're so proud of how strong the fiddle tradition is once again, and those familiar with the history of Manx music will know that the fiddle was very cherished really here, and we're delighted to see this exciting resource emerge to support our wonderful cultural community. And without further ado, over to Laura.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for coming. It's lovely to see so many people here. So I've been wanting to do this book for probably about 5 years, and it's just been a bit of a labour of love, but it's here finally, and I'm so grateful to Dave and Katie for their contributions to it as well. Also need to say thank you to Heather Cobbley and Mike Bolton, who've let us take some of their tunes and arrange them as well. A huge thank you to Brisha and Chloe and James as well from Culture Vannen, who, well, one of funded it for us, and two, James has helped with the amazing cover, which features a jocund violin. So I see Greg before. Has he gone off to do?
He's in the other room
now. So a Manx violin on the cover of, and on the back of a book of Manx fiddle music. So that was James's idea to do that, and I think it's really kind of like modernised the look of the books as well. So this book is designed for kind of grade 4 to 5 level students. We're also very lucky to have a really distinguished composer who does a lot of ABRSM. Sorry to embarrass you, Sarah. Sarah Watts, sitting at the back, is a really well-known composer who writes a lot of stuff for ABRSM. And these books are designed, now that we've got the performance exams, the recorded exams, these pieces are designed to be able to be used as part of ABRSM exams for students. So if you don't know about these exams, you get to do 3 pieces, which are from the syllabus, and then you get a 4th own choice piece. So we just think it'd be really nice if Manx violinists taking violin exams got to play Manx music as part of their ABRSM exams. So there are pieces with piano accompaniment, there are unaccompanied pieces, and there's also duets as well, because all of these things are now permissible as part of the ABRSM exams. So we're going to do a little demonstration today of some of the pieces in the book. There's way more, and me and Katie have kind of like trialled them on our students, so we're going to get our students to play for you today. Hopefully we'll get to hear some of Dave's pieces again when we get more students doing them. So we're going to do 7 pieces for you, and we're going to try and give a range of grade 4 and grade 5 pieces, and also some unaccompanied ones played by students. I don't think I've done any kind of event like this without cake, so I've got you all some cake. I did say, I promise I bribed all the kids with cake to come and play, but everyone else is welcome to have some cake as well. We've got the books over there that you can have a look at if you want to buy them. You can also do that, I'll be around. So thank you all very much for coming. Thank you again to Culture Bannon especially, and David and Katie, who like I'm really proud to have been able to do this book with them, and yeah, it's just great, and hopefully we've got some repertoire that's going to keep on going for kids and adults and people over the world. The first fiddle book that we did, I ship it all over the world. I've shipped it to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, America quite a lot, so this music is going all over the world now, which is really great that people are playing Manx tunes everywhere. So feel free, books are over there. But thank you so much for coming, guys. If we do one more round of applause for all the students who played.
The launch of Fiddle Reach for intermediate to advanced players, and we heard Stewarder Hultu Vannen Brisia Madrill and the book's author and editor Laura Rolls. The young performers we heard were River, Cara and Aileen, Catherine, Finn and Frank, with Laura herself playing the last piece. Fiddle Reach is available at £12 for the 30-page student format or at £15 for the 50-page teacher's format, including piano accompaniments. Next Wednesday evening, the 6th of August, the summer concert at 7:45 in St Thomas's Church in Douglas is being presented by John Riley and friends. John Riley, MBE, is a pianist and organist and musical director of the 20 Voice Choir Musicale and of the 50 Voice Manx Festival Chorus. He's chairman of the Isle of Man Organists Association and vice-chairman of the Manx Music Festival, the Guild, and so has many musical friends to draw on. Some of those will be with John Riley at 7:45 next Wednesday, the 6th of August, in St Thomas's in Douglas. There's no admission charge, there will be a retiring collection, and refreshments will be available at the end of the concert. Tashenko les shingen dus kern shach leher in Kirchhoff. And that's all from Shachwe this time. So from me, Vome, Fiona McArdle, Slen you.